It's that time again. The Olympics opening ceremony kicks off tonight in Rio. Scotland's Andy Murray is carrying the flag for Team GB. But is that Team GB title and brand an insult to Northern Ireland? Should it not be Team UK or Team GB NI? Or does that not matter? We're getting caught up here in a whole malarkey that doesn't matter. The British Olympic Association is the National Olympic Committee for Great Britain and Northern Ireland. They have given a statement to the Nolan Show in which they've said, "We're very conscious that the brand is not representative of all territories in the BOA's jurisdiction. We understand the feeling amongst Northern Irish people, but hope they understand the reasons why, and most importantly, see the immense pride and respect that all Northern Irish athletes and fans are shown as part of Team GB." Well, can you imagine if it was the other way around? Can you imagine how those people in Great Britain would react if they were all part of it, but it was called Team NI? Ben Laurie from the newsletter is with us today. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. The commentator, Heidi McAlpin. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
And, of course, you from home, 0303 80 55 55. Does it matter, Ben?
I think it does matter. And I think it particularly matters now when the UK itself is in peril. I mean, it quite simply isn't an accurate description of the UK to refer it to GB. I know that I believe that the full title is GB and NI, but nobody's listening to that. And the UK, the whole point of the UK is it is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So I think it matters, and I think it matters particularly now. We have a Prime Minister who's just come in, Theresa May, who's aware of the really serious threat to the UK. And sport is so important, sport is so influential, that I do think we need to change the name to Team UK. It's not as if it's a difficult name to change. I don't think we should do it before the Olympics now. That would be absurd. But time moves very, very fast, and the next Olympics will be on us in no time, in 4 years, unfortunately. And I think that, if there is still the UK, then we should call it Team UK.
Would Scotland put up with it if it was called Team England?
No, they wouldn't. And if you were to think of the problems in the UK in terms of like a marriage and what's gone wrong, probably on the English side, what's gone wrong is neglect. I mean, they have a population that is vastly bigger than the rest of us, 50 million plus. And so they don't really think about the rest of the UK very much. And if they do think about the rest of the UK, they think about Scotland. And everybody knows, if you phone a call centre and so on, there's still a lot of people in England who don't know that Northern Ireland is in the UK. But obviously, when you start to talk about inverting it, of course they wouldn't tolerate it for 2 seconds. Not only would they not tolerate it being called Team SCO or Team NI, obviously they wouldn't tolerate that. But even if it was something that was more oblique and halfway harsh that they didn't understand, they wouldn't tolerate that either.
Heidi?
I think it was, well, first of all, Ben comes across as a tadpole faced about it all and has connected sport with politics. And my goodness, when therein lies part of the problem. I mean, the thing is that people in GB don't necessarily even know that people from Northern Ireland are British. People who are unionists in Northern Ireland love to say that they are British. This whole term British is very unionist charged. Is British, they say, and of course, if you're going to break that down, a third of Ulster isn't British. So there are so many anomalies with Northern Ireland when it comes to culture and it comes to their how they perceive themselves and what side they relate to. It just gets very messy. And let's take it down into who's representing in Team Ireland. You have 21 Northern Ireland athletes among them representing Team Ireland. That's a whopping 27%. Paddy Barnes is going to be carrying the Irish flag at tonight's opening ceremony. But in Team GB, there are 8 athletes from Northern Ireland in a total of 366 going, and that's a tiny 2.2%. So if you're going to start to flag up Team GB as...
Does it matter what percentage it is?
...representative of the UK, you've got a long way to go.
Northern Ireland is not in Great Britain, Heidi.
They're not represented in the name, but I don't see anyone complaining from those
Heidi, it's a geographical fact that Northern Ireland is not in Great Britain.
Yeah, but Northern Ireland athletes... Ireland, when it comes to the Olympic Games, we are an anomaly. Look at Ireland as a rugby time, if Rory McIlroy had been bothered to turn up for the golf, he chose to represent Ireland. The hockey team is a cross-border sport. The cricket team is a cross-border sport. And I know not always in Olympics, but Olympics is yet again, it's just another example of how Northern Ireland is unique in the world. We are made up of people who almost split down the middle, think that they're either British or Irish. And we're just going to have to get over this and keep calling it Team GB. GB is a great brand. It's got the word great in it. It's even got the word British in it. So if you're a unionist, you should be happy that it's got the word British in it, because apparently unionists are all British.
Ben?
So let's get over it.
Well, the point about me being full-faced about it, fair enough. I actually do take it quite seriously, simply because sport, if anything, is almost a substitute for conflict. I mean, there actually is. We had a letter in the other day saying this. There actually is, and I mean, it seems like there's all sorts of, there are terrible things happening in the world, but actually, there, in many respects, there are less wars and conflict than there's ever been. And one of the reasons, perhaps, for this, look how the World Cup, what it's become for football, and the passion that people feel for their country and so on, in that people take it really seriously. I take politics seriously. Some people take sport incredibly seriously. It's one of the most important things in their lives. And that's the reason why I think it does matter. I take all of those points about there are more people playing for Ireland. The eligibility thing is complex. It changes from sport to sport. There are some sports where people are more agitated about it, such as boxing, about the fact that they have to play for Ireland than others. But it's just not difficult to turn the name around to Team UK. I mean, it's a snappy name. And the UK is a pretty incredible thing. I have no idea whether the UK will be gone. Sometimes I think, with the way things are happening, with what's happening in Scotland, the UK will be, as we know it, finished within a decade. But other times I think it will be still prospering in a century. I mean, Quebec, which has had its own issues within Canada, shows you how you can't predict these things. It seemed like it was going to leave Canada 20 years ago. It never did. But I do think it's important to call it UK.
Ben, you said yourself.
I do think it's important for people to start to think in terms of the UK.
But people who live in England, Wales, possibly even Scotland, they don't really understand the complexities of the politics and all the different terms and labels that we attribute to ourselves. So it doesn't matter.
That's right.
When they see Team GB, they know that it includes some people from Northern Ireland, particularly when they do well and win medals, like the rowers, the Alan Campbell, the Chambers brothers. So it really isn't that important, and I don't take your point that it is a substitute for conflict. Look what happened. There's in Euro 2016. It's funny that we can't play football in the Olympics because of our the way we're made up is unique, seemingly unique in the world, that we are four different almost devolved governments, but we come together under this Team GB banner. So maybe you could look at having the four England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales represented like they are in the Commonwealth Games, in the Olympic Games. And I appreciate that that's not possible, but I mean it's a very fluid way in which we perceive and see ourselves and identify ourselves, and we're just going to have to get on with it. And Team GB it is. It's not going to change. The British Olympic Committee aren't going to change it. The Olympics aren't asking for it to change. And our athletes are happy to play under either flag.
Well, the Olympics aren't going to ask for it to change, because the only people who are likely to ask for it to change are people who are on the fringe of the UK, who think that UK is a valuable thing.
Is anyone in the Isle of Man or anyone in the Channel Islands asking for it to change, or is it just us with our usual grumpy, nobody cares about us and they don't understand our usual rhetoric?
Here's Raymond and Lauren. Morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Stephen.
Haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, that's because you won't let me on.
That is outrageous.
I phone every day of the week.
Do you?
Yes, day of the week for years.
I must have a word with Vinny.
Ah.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Well, what I was wanting to point out, the usual sort of aggro is starting to try and put a bit of discontent among us and the rest of the UK.
What do you mean?
Well, this is the usual way. But let me tell you this. There is nobody, and I would like you to get me on and start asking me about sport. There is nobody watches sport more than myself. Guess what? I'm watching every night of the week who's on the Irish team and who's liable to do this and who's liable to do that. But my team, as the British team.
Yes, but do you care if this is called Team GB?
No, I don't. I am British. Believe it or not, I am British.
But you don't live in Great Britain, do you?
I am British.
You don't live in Great Britain.
I am British. That's what my passport and all says. I am British.
It may very well do, but the name of
now,
this
you're
event...
You're getting us off the subject.
The subject... This is the subject.
We have people, four people from Britain, from Northern Ireland, on the British hockey team. We're able to see who's on the Irish hockey team. We're not able to see who our people are that's on the British team. And this has been going on all along since the leading up to this. It's about time.
Well, this is nonsense. There's comprehensive coverage of all of the Northern Ireland participants.
No, don't give us that, Steve.
Of course there is.
No, there's not. There's not. You can. You need.
Because
I mean,
the Northern Ireland football team didn't get much coverage, right enough.
Oh, we did get plenty of coverage. Lovely. We did, yes. Because Britain wasn't involved with us, so we get plenty of coverage. Why
know.
Are we getting all the stuff from the Irish team, but nothing from the British team? I'm going to ask you this one question.
What about the Roars? Who are they competing for?
I know who the boxers are.
Yes.
From up here in Northern Ireland who are representing Ireland. I know them. Four of them.
Yes.
Not personally, but I know their names.
Let's get to the point.
Could you tell me this? Name me one person on our British team. The boxers. Name me one.
Are the boxers not all organised under the Irish?
No, they're not. There's a silence here, so there is, whenever it comes to our British boxers. I would like to know who the British boxers are.
Raymond, thank you. Morning to you. 0330 80 55 55. Heidi, it's interesting, isn't it, as Northern Ireland possibly changes. I wonder if this is less important than it once was.
It would be lovely just to let the Olympics happen, let Team GB stand. I used to be one of these people who got all aggrieved, thinking, well, GB doesn't include Northern Ireland and all the rest of it. And then I thought, well, catch yourself on. Life's too short. It's a sporting occasion. There are people representing Northern Ireland within Team GB and Team Ireland. I'm not going to change allegiance. I'm actually looking at it as the individuals. If the individuals in Northern Ireland do well, that's absolutely fantastic. And if they get gold medals or medals of any colour, there will be celebrations in Northern Ireland, in Belfast, the City Hall. Can you imagine Paddy Barnes and Mike Conlon get medals? They represented Team Ireland. Do you think they're not going to get a reception up in Belfast? Of course they are. It's different even from Euro 2016 when we talked about this with, you remember, Ireland and Northern Ireland both played, and will we acknowledge Ireland? Well, that's different because they represented Ireland and we had Northern Ireland representing Northern Ireland. But there's something about the Olympics. The way it brings everyone together, it forces everyone to come together.
And does sport not blur the lines, Ben Laurie, so that if someone has achieved something magnificent, people aren't actually thinking about the label, they're celebrating their glory?
Well, I think they're thinking very much about the label.
Only some people.
Particularly, it depends on the sport, particularly in sports such as football and even tennis. Look at the hysteria that there is when Andy Murray wins. And the support that there was for Tim Henman and so on. I'm not saying that I particularly care strongly about it. In fact, my point is the other point. I'm only calling for something simple, which is that the name changes to Team UK. I think what Heidi says is right. It's not the end of the world. I'm not going to get that bothered about it. I'm not going to lose sleep about it. It always does slightly annoy me as being something that's slightly wrong. For example, I drove to France recently, northern France, for the Somme centenary. It always slightly annoys me that the sticker, the official sticker, is GB. I'm not from GB. I'm from Northern Ireland. Why is it called GB? Well, of course it's understandable. The French for Great Britain is Grande Bretagne. The French for UK is something like Royaume-Uni, which is not, so it's something that can immediately be understood, GB, in the country, France, to which cars from the UK are most likely to travel. I understand why it's GB there. You can use NI stickers. You can find your way around it. Similarly with this, they can emphasise when the Northern Ireland athletes on them, it's GB and NI. A simpler thing I'm saying would be to call it Team UK to help foster.
Yeah, what is wrong with Team UK?
we're obsessed with symbolism in Northern Ireland because we feel a little bit disenfranchised either way. We're neither one nor the other. Even the Northern Ireland flag has the St. George's cross, who's the patron saint of England. It doesn't carry the St. Patrick's cross, which is our all-encompassing Ireland patron saint. So there's such symbolism, and it's so potent in Northern Ireland that we all get irate about the littlest perceived slight.
You describe it as symbolism. To others, it is their identity.
So why do people?
It is their national identity. It's the same when we go across the water and some of these people say, sorry, we're not taking your sterling banknotes. Don't start me about that.
No, well, that's annoying. But why does the unionist community describe itself as British when technically they're not? I mean, there are so many ways.
What do you mean they're not British?
Because Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And then you've got the British Isles.
You're trying to say someone from Northern Ireland.
The British Isles encompasses all Ireland.
You're trying to say.
There's so many different avenues to.
Are you trying to say someone from Northern Ireland can't call themselves British?
Well, I'm being facetious just to make a point. Stephen, when it comes to United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and then you've got the British Isles, and then you've got Ulster, two-thirds.
In what way could someone not call themselves British from Northern Ireland?
What did you say?
In what way could someone not call themselves
British? I'm being facetious. Now, you're picking on something to try and make a mountain out of a molehill, Stephen. My point is that everyone gets all uptight about symbolism in Northern Ireland.
Let's tear on,
have Team GB and get over it, and let's try and get medals and have a good time and hope the Olympics is a great
occasion.
Well,
there was a point that Heidi made that was a good one earlier on about, do you expect people, English people, to know the minutiae? No, of course I don't. For example, whenever our politicians go on the screen in the UK-wide, of course I don't think the average person in England is going to understand SDLP, UUP, DUP, PUP. Of course they're not. We just about understand it here. I'm not expecting them to do that. And when it comes to banknotes, don't talk to me about banknotes. And that was something
insane.
That annoyed me in the 1990s. They were never accepted.
It still happens. I go to Manchester every week. It still happens.
But the funny thing about banknotes is this. In the 1990s, it was quite hard to get banknotes accepted from here. Why on earth we have these daft banknotes that look like they're fraudulent, given how alert people are to fraud. Why on earth we have that? That's a whole another conversation. But in the 1990s, they were almost impossible to get accepted. I now find that much more often in London, they are accepted. I'm quite surprised that small businesses that do understand and will take an Ulster banknote.
I'll tell you what, they'll take mine.
I don't know how this has happened. Somehow there has been an improvement in people's knowledge. And I'm saying that could happen with their sense of what the UK is.
Tell you what, they can have a choice of not taking my banknotes because as a point of principle now, when I go over there, I hand them the money and if they won't take it, even if I had another English note in my pocket, I am not giving it to them. I am not doing it.
That's not like you, Stephen.
If they can't read sterling, it's their tough luck. If they can't read it on it, I am not giving them another note.
Apparently they're not obliged to take our banknotes.
Yes, that's right, they're not obliged. Well, that's dead on. That's fine. But actually the law, as far as I know, says that, you know, you're causing theft or whatever if you intentionally leave the scene without willing to pay. Well, if I'm standing there with a note that clearly says sterling on it and these buck idiots across the water can't read the word sterling, it's not my problem.
It's another perfect vignette you're describing as to how we think we're the centre of the blooming universe, Stephen, and we're not. Let's move on, we're not. Whenever you go on holiday abroad to Spain or wherever, people call you Irish. They don't understand, they're not interested in the minutiae of our political backdrop. Wow. They know about the Trump and everything, but they don't really know what it's about, and the new generation certainly don't have a clue.
Heidi,
Team GB, it has to be.
Heidi and Ben, thank you very much indeed.